Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Yud, is the final Mishnah in Maseches Trumos. And we're dealing here with Truma Tameya, what's called Shemen Sreifa. And we know that Truma that is that becomes Tameh cannot be eaten. However, it can be burned to the benefit of the Kohen. Right, now, this is most common with regard to oil. Right? It could be other things as well. If you have some other thing that could be burned that would generate heat, you could use it maybe to fire your oven. The Kohen could, rather. But it's most common with regard to oil, because oil was used all the time for not only for heating and for cooking, but also for lighting, right? For the candelabras that they put in the rooms to light themselves. They didn't have electricity, obviously, and most lighting was done with oil. And so this is so common that to the degree that the Mishnah and the Gemara refer to oil of Truma Tameya as Shemen Sreifa. That's what it's called. So Mishnah Yud says, Madlikin Shemen B'Shemen Sreifa. When are you allowed to use this Truma Tameya oil to burn? Now, this benefit is similar to eating in that the benefit comes from the consumption of the Truma, right? Eating, you benefit from the Truma by eating it, right? Its consumption is what provides you the benefit. And in this way, burning Truma Tameya is very similar because its consumption provides you the benefit of light and heat. And therefore, this benefit of Shemen Sreifa, of burning Shemen Sreifa, is restricted to Kohanim, just like eating is restricted to Kohanim. Now, there are some exceptions with the permission of the Kohen, which is what our Mishnah is going to be dealing with. Madlikin Shemen Sreifa b'batei knesios. You're allowed to burn Shemen Sreifa, right, to use this Truma Tameya oil to light shuls, right? Because there's public benefit, and there's public benefit from the shul. And of course, the Kohen needs the shuls. Even if there's no Kohen in the shul right now, there could be, and he wants there to be light in the shul when he comes, and therefore we're allowed to do it. Rebbe Midrasho, same thing for a base medrash, where the Kohen would certainly want there to be light there when he goes learns, and it's also for public benefit, and therefore it's permitted. Umevoos ha'afelin, you're also allowed to use Shemen Sreifa to light dark alleyways. Again, public benefit. Everybody wants it to be safe, and the dark alleyways should be nicely lit so that everybody can walk through them safely. Ve'agabe acholin, and also to light above the sick in a hospital or even in a private home where there is a sick person, birshus kohen, with the permission of a kohen. All of these can be done with the permission of a kohen, even if the kohen's not going to directly benefit, right? So the gabe cholin is frequently in the case where the kohen won't benefit at all directly, but because it is a public purpose and involves involves a mitzvah, therefore it is permitted as long as you have the kohen's permission. Now, the next case is a bas Yisrael shenisleis lekohen. We have a non-kohen young woman who marries a kohen. And she frequently visits her father's home. She's a regular guest, regular presence in the home of her parents, the non-Kohanim. So therefore, the Mishnah says, Aviha Madlik Birshusa. With her permission, her father may use Truma Tameya, Shemen Sreifa, to light his home. According to some opinions, this is even when she's not there. And the reason is simple. It's to her benefit that there always be light in her father's home because she could come in at any moment. She doesn't want her father sitting in the dark until she arrives. And when she arrives, they should first go looking for the oil, or they should start swapping out the oil. It's to her benefit that there be oil lit. And as long as she is in agreement and she gives permission, because as a wife of a Kohen, she is entitled to consume Truma, then her father may use Shemen Sreifa to light the home, even when she's not around, according to many opinions. Now, what about a wedding or a shiva house of a Yisrael where there is a Kohen or there are Kohanim present? So we actually have a four-way machlokas about this situation. Rabbi Yehuda, right, is our first opinion. Madlikim beveis ha-mishteh, avalo beveis ha-evel, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you are allowed to use Shemen Sreifa to light up a wedding, but not a shiva house. Why is that? Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to do it in a wedding. Right? What's our concern? The concern in a shiva house or in a wedding would be that someone might use the oil for another purpose other than lighting, which of course they can't do because it's truma, or move it to an area where there's no kohen. If they move it maybe like make an alcove where there's a bunch of people sitting around and none of them is a kohen, and there's no kohen there, not going to be there, then there's no benefit to the kohen, and that would be a problem. And so we're worried about either of those two things. So Rabbi Yehuda says, in a wedding, we're not worried about that. Why not? Because in a wedding, everybody comes with nice clothes. Oil is yucky and messy, and nobody's touching an oil lamp at a wedding because they don't want to get their nice clothes dirty. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to use Shemen Sreifa to light a wedding. However, not a Shiva house, because at a Shiva house, everybody's wearing their regular weekday clothing and they're dirty, especially in the time of the Mishnah, people didn't have super clean clothes. They didn't go to the laundromat every day and they didn't have washing machines in their house. And so, people weren't particularly careful about not touching oil lamps in their weekday clothes. That's just the price of existence in the time when you light things with oil. And so in a Shiva house, we're not worried about that. Or rather, we are worried about that because people won't be concerned about touching the oil. And so somebody might use the oil for another purpose or move it to an area where there's no kohen. And therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, you could do it in a wedding, but not in a Shiva house. Rabbi Yossi says the inverse. Rabbi Yossi omer bebeis ha'evel, avalo bebeis ha'mishteh. Rabbi Yossi says you can do it in a Shiva house, but not at a wedding. Why is that? Rabbi Yossi has a different logic. Rabbi Yossi says in a Shiva house, you're allowed. Why? Because at a Shiva house, everybody is broken. They're sitting there immersed in sadness and misery, and the Avelus is just weighing on them. Nobody's thinking about, gee, I wonder if I could do something with that oil. It would be better if I lit that other corner. Maybe I'll take this oil off into a corner and read myself. Everybody's focused on the Avelus. Nobody's thinking about the light. And therefore, I'm not worried about it, and it's no problem. And in a Shiva house, you're allowed to light with Shemen Sreifa. However, in a wedding, people aren't weighed down by sadness. On the contrary, people are euphoric. There's great simcha, and people are going to do something that like is going to enhance the simcha without really fully thinking it through sometimes. And so somebody might say, oh, it's not light enough by the chasen kala. We need to bring some more light over. And he's going to run over and bring the light or something like that, right? He's going to maybe use the oil for something else without thinking about the consequences that maybe it's truma. Or he's going to move the oil. And people won't think about it because of the great simcha, they're just going to do it. And that, therefore, Rabbi Yehoshua says, you can't do it in a wedding, only in a Shiva house. Rabbi Meir, Oser Kan V'Kan. Rabbi Meir says, no, they're both Oser. Rabbi Meir is actually Machmer both ways. He says, you can't do it in a Shiva house because people are wearing weekday clothes and they're not going to worry about moving it around. And you can't do it in a wedding because of the great simcha, people might not think. And Rabbi Shimon, Matir Kan V'Kan. Rabbi Shimon is Makil in both directions. Rabbi Shimon says, no, we Makil, because in a wedding, we can be Makil because nobody's going to move stuff around because they're in clean clothes. And in a Shiva house, we can be Makil because nobody's going to move it around because they're focused on the Avelus. And the Halacha follows Rabbi Shimon. We're Makil in both ways. Shemen Sreifa can be used in both a wedding and a Shiva house. This brings us to the conclusion of Maseches Trumos, Salik Maseches Trumos.